It's time now for our Big Brother of the Month segment, our Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month. The segment created in partnership with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh and made possible with support from Supercuts, a family-friendly salon featuring cutting, styling, and coloring for men, women, and children on a walk-in or call-ahead basis at 30 area locations 7 days a week, all day long. More information is available at 1-800-SUPERCUTS and supercuts.com. We have a wonderful family here with us today, and we're going to start by introducing you to Vicente, who you go by BJ, too, I believe. Is that right?
Yes.
It's nice to meet you. How old are you?
10.
And can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Where do you go to school?
Pittsburgh Irwin Christian School.
Ah, I know some other people that go there. That's a really nice school. What kinds of things do you like to do? Do you have any hobbies or do you collect anything?
I like to play with Legos.
Oh, what have you built lately? Anything anything really big or?
No.
No? I always have liked Legos a lot. Now, tell me about your big brother. What's his name, and how long have you guys been together?
My big brother's name is Diego. And
Diego, how long have you been together?
Well, almost a year and a half.
Well, that's terrific. Diego, tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you been in Pittsburgh now?
Well, I am here for since the past 2 years, and I work for Siemens and also go to Carnegie Mellon. I'm doing a PhD there.
Oh, terrific. And what's your PhD going to be in?
Robotics.
Great. What got you involved in the Big Brothers program?
Well, I have to say my wife.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I really wanted to be part of the community and give my time, and I met this wonderful kid, Vicente, and we have a lot of fun doing Legos.
Oh, that's great. Have you done Legos together, like
a lot.
Robotics competition with Legos?
Yes, yes. Actually, through Big Brothers, Big Sisters, we got a set, the Mindstorm, and it's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Diego, tell me who else is in your family, please. Or I'm sorry, I meant to say I'm looking directly at VJ, and I'm addressing you as Diego. VJ, who else is in your family?
There's my other sister that's in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. And how about who's here?
And my brother that's in New Jersey.
What are their names?
Forget their names. Laura and Jose.
Laura and Jose. And then who's here in the studio in your family?
My mom and my sister, Rosita.
Well, I'm glad that they're here to join us, and we'll be here with them, or we'll hear from them in just a minute. What do you like to do with Diego? What kinds of things do you do together?
We like to go on our laptops a lot.
Huh, what do you do when you go on the laptops?
We usually just go on sites that we know.
And what kind of websites do you particularly like?
Andacon, Cartoon Network, and PuffGames.com.
Well, that sounds like fun. Diego, is this stuff you would normally do if you weren't together with VJ?
Yeah, well, what we try to do is we try to use the computer, and we have Photoshop, and he likes a lot Dragon Ball Z. So we make stuff with Photoshop and the computer and the games. Yeah.
Well, that's great.
We go to the park a lot, too. I have a Greyhound.
Uh-huh.
So we run with him, and I think he likes also to make pizza for me. BJ is a good cook.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's terrific. what do you put on your pizza when you make it?
Usually Diego puts mushroom or pineapple on his part, and I just put pepperoni and cheese on my part.
Have you ever tried the pineapple? It's good. Pineapple's good, but you're usually either a pineapple person or not a pineapple person, one or the other. So you've been together for about a year and a half? And
yes.
What was it like, before, like right around the time you were expecting Diego, were you nervous at all about meeting him? Do you remember?
Yeah, I was kind of nervous.
I think I would be too. What was going through your mind at the time?
I was like, I don't even know how to explain it.
Just something different or new and wondering, you know, what it was going to be?
Yeah.
And how about for you, Diego?
I have to say that I had the same feeling, and I didn't know what to expect. And I am very happy right now with this match.
What's been the biggest surprise to you over the last year and a half or as part of this experience?
I can see a change in Vicente's ideas for the future. And that, I have to say that has been a wonderful experience for me.
Yeah. To see that a change actually has occurred
yes.
while the two of you have been together. Have you had a surprise at all as part of this, Vijay?
Yes.
Can you tell me about it? Has something happened that you didn't expect to happen as a result of hanging out with Diego?
Yes.
And what's that?
When last time we were together, we ordered pizza and it couldn't be delivered, and we just went to go get it, and it was really icy.
That would be bad. Did you walk or did you drive? Oh, that would be tough to walk like that.
No, it was kind of easy.
You made it. Do you have a favorite season?
Summer.
Yeah, I could see why. There's a lot to do outside.
I just don't like the bees.
The bees in the summer. Are you allergic to bees?
No, I just don't like them.
Yeah, I don't think too many people do, except maybe the beekeepers. Would you recommend getting involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters if families think they would like to have a big brother or a big sister, or maybe somebody's thinking of doing it? Do you think it's a good idea?
Yeah.
Cool. How come? I mean, what's good about it?
That little kids that don't have a brother or little, and they get one instantly.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. And I don't have a sister, and you know, I have two older brothers. I wouldn't have minded at times trading in one of my brothers for a sister. I could have thought about that at one time. Speaking of sisters, why don't we say hello to Rosita. Hello, how are you?
Good.
How old are you?
I'm 9.
9?
Oh, 8.
Oh. 8 or 9.
She's 8.
Actually, her birthday's next week.
Ah.
So I think that's the confusion here.
You're hearing Christine, who is here from Big Brothers Big Sisters. So Rosita, your birthday is next week. That's exciting. When's your birthday? When is your birthday?
October 28th.
Okay, so you're spaced out pretty evenly or so. Do you guys ever do anything all together? I should mention that Rosito's and Vicente's mom is here too. Do you ever do anything together, all of you, with Diego? I mean, the Big Brother program typically is a one-on-one thing and experience just for the guys or just for the girls.
Yeah, because it is a guy thing between my son and Diego. I sort of like let that alone. But with Rosita's big sister, we're together quite a bit.
Oh, so Rosita has a big sister. I didn't know that.
Yes.
And she's not here today, but it's fun. So each of you have a big that's part of your family. How nice that is. That's great. Rosita, what do you like to do for fun?
Well, we like to watch movies and go swimming.
That's nice. I could see why summer would be a good season for that. Do you like the summer, too?
Yes, I love the summer.
Are you also at Pittsburgh Urban Christian Academy?
Yes.
I thought you might be. Or school, yeah. Pittsburgh Urban Christian School. PUCS, right? P-U-C-S.
P-U-C-S.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Would you like to say hello to anyone who might be listening, either of you? You never know. There's six radio stations and internet. Just about anybody could be listening.
Oh, I want to say hi to my big sister, Cammie.
That's good. And how about you? You could say hi to Diego. He's right here. But anybody else you could think of? It's hard to think of. How about you, Diego?
Actually, I would like to say hello to my family back in Ecuador. They are listening through the internet. So they're going to listen to this podcast.
Oh, how nice.
Later on. Yeah.
My nephews, Saji, Richie, Tamir, and Karan.
Well, that's wonderful. And your family in Ecuador is tuned in online?
Yes, yes.
Terrific. Well, I'm glad. Do you think you'll probably return to Ecuador after your graduate student work? Have you?
I have to see. Actually, my wife is doing a residency right now here at UPMC, so it's going to take a while.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to think about. I'm sure you would probably recommend this experience to anybody. Do you think there's any misconceptions that people might have about the amount of time it takes or what it needs?
I would say that, yeah, time probably is the biggest problem in our minds when you start this. But you realize that actually you are not putting enough time and you want to put more and more and more and just... BJ and I, we just have become good friends. It's like just calling your best friend and just hang out and do some good stuff.
And you don't have to be that inventive, do you? It can be just as simple as reading books together or hanging out together. It's not as if you have to turn every day into a major, a major motion picture.
Right.
A big production.
Just play video games online and just have fun in the park. Yeah, Doc.
Well, that's great. And Kristen, we're glad you're here too. Anything new? Kristen Pace is with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Anything new that we should mention about what's going on?
Well, March is our big month of fundraising, so we have Bowl for Kids' Sake. You might have heard on the TV or on the radio lots of people raising money for Big Brothers Big Sisters through bowling. And I'm actually really happy. I think this is the first time we've had a parent come, and so I'm kind of interested and anxious to hear what she has to say about being in the program.
Forgive me, I didn't ask Carol, Rosita, and Vijay's mom. Tell me a little bit about your experience with Big Brothers Big Sisters. You've got a good perspective. You have both a big sister and big brother in your family.
Yes, I think the reason why I started it was with children and working, it gets really, really busy. And, you know, one parent, my husband died 7 years ago. So it was really hard for me to do everything that my children wanted me to do. And I had thought about it, and I was like, oh, well, let's try this out. They need someone to teach them the values that they're going to learn in life. And, you know, I wanted them to be able to... just be with other people. And so I tried the Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and I can't tell you how happy I am with the situation. It seemed like God was right there with us when they were chosen, because Diego and Vicente are such a perfect match. They love each other. I mean, truly love each other. And Rosita and Cammie are such a perfect match. I mean, it was just... It's been an awesome experience to see them change, and they have changed. Both children have changed. You know, they don't only have my ideas now. They have other ideas.
That diversity is important to get more than one person involved, and what a great way you've expressed that. Thank you. It's not easy, I think, sometimes to share such personal details. Do you live in the East End?
East Liberty.
East Liberty. And I know Diego's in Squirrel Hill, so you're not too far away to visit each other. And Big Brothers Big Sisters is right in East Liberty, too, so it's convenient to get to. we're just about out of time. Would anybody else like to say anything? We're happy that you're here. Yes, Rosalita has raised her hand.
Bye.
Thank you for the opportunity, actually. Oh, yeah.
It's a pleasure. Well, I have a family pass to the Children's Museum for each of you. I think
Mom,
each of
can
you.
Can we go to...
Yes, you can do whatever you'd like. And that's with our compliments. You can go with your big sister sometime or with... Oh, your god brother is here today, yeah. Who's Adam. And I don't... who's that? Oh, that's Kristen's or Christine's daughter. What's her name again, Christine?
Sarah.
I remember Sarah. I think she was here before. Anything else you'd like to mention?
I think Vijay and Diego have done some really interesting things, and I think they maybe forgot to mention them because they're just so used to doing them. But they actually were working on designing a computer game together.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I thought that was really cool. And Diego's parents came in this summer from Ecuador, and I think Diego taught Vijay some Spanish words so that they could communicate a little bit when his parents were in town. And so Vijay also got to meet and spend some time with Diego's family, and I think that was a really great experience.
Well, that's terrific. Well, thank you for adding those, and thanks to all of you for being here with us today for our Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month segment. More information about how you can get involved with Big Brother, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh is available at www.bbbspittsburgh.org or 412-363-6100. Visit slbradio.org to listen to additional Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month segments made possible with financial support from Supercuts, a family-friendly salon.